Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you today and every day of this week. We're doing something really fun this week as we continue our series called Build Your Board. This week is all about coaching with daily shorter episodes and some specialized coaches who may be the next voice you need to live the life you want. Today on the show, we continue our Build Your Board series with my friend, Amanda Tress. Amanda Tress is the founder and CEO of The Faster Way to Fat Loss. She's a certified nutrition coach, strength coach, conditioning coach, and personal trainer. And today we're asking the question, how will a health coach help me? Amanda and I also have a really important conversation about where our spiritual health and our physical health meets. And I just want to be clear up front. This is not a show about going on a diet. This isn't a show about the shape of your body. This isn't a show about what size you wear. Thinking about a health coach is thinking about how can I be as healthy as possible for as long as possible and continue to do what God has called me to do. And Amanda is the perfect person to talk through about this. When you hear her story, you will understand why I think you're going to love this episode. If you're following along with us in your Build Your Board guidebook, you're going to be taking notes for this one on page 12. So here's my Build Your Board conversation with Amanda Tress. Amanda, welcome to That Sounds Fun.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here.
It's such an honor. I'm so thankful for the work you do and to be your friend. And so getting to talk with you about this just feels like you were the first call. There was no one else I wanted to have on more when we're talking about hiring a health coach and what it looks like to have someone step in. Why is this your story? How is this what you have given your life to?
Oh, okay. That's a great question. It's a long story, but I'll make it as short as possible, Annie, because I know we have limited time. So I actually had health issues in high school. I was placed on blood pressure medication as a 17-year-old. Oh, wow. So as a teenager, I was told by my doctor that I would be on medication for the rest of my life. I also had blood sugar issues, but the interesting thing is my doctor never once asked me, Amanda, what are you doing with your diet? What kind of foods are you consuming? What does your lifestyle look like? He just simply said, here's some meds. This is kind of a prison that I'm going to draw for you and say there's no way out. And so when I got to college, I looked around. I'm like, man, I'm the only one of my peers, like a freshman in college, on blood pressure medication and about to go on metformin, which was a blood sugar medication for insulin resistance. So you understand. But I look around. I'm like, there's got to be a better way or a different answer. So I took it upon myself to do a deep dive on health and wellness, specifically biblical nutrition. I was at a Christian college, Cedarville University, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna learn more about biblical nutrition for myself. And over time, I was able to shift my lifestyle, really make a 180. And as I was doing that, I weaned myself off of the blood pressure medication, started feeling so much more energized, so much happier overall. And I immediately was like, I got to tell other people about this. I got to become a trainer. So as I was going through the process of weaning myself off of medication, shifting my own lifestyle from a nutrition standpoint, I then also became a personal trainer. And I started working with clients second semester, my freshman year of college. I'm like, you know, because I'm a quick start, you know, I'm an Enneagram 8. I'm a quick start. I'm like, I feel good. I'm going to tell everybody about it and I'm going to make it a business. It's going to become a business. So that is how I really started in the wellness industry. And over the past now several years, I've been able to morph and grow my business to now where with the Faster Way to Fat Loss in particular, we've empowered over 386,380 clients as of yesterday. Yes, I keep daily track. 386,380 clients. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
That is crazy that you just felt this like God's invitation for you to heal yourself, to heal your own body. And then you said, I can bring people along and 380,000 of us are with you.
Amen. Yes.
That is absolutely wild. So many of our friends listening, you know, they work out, they go on walks, they go to the gym, they play pickleball. Will you talk a little bit about like, why does exercise matter? Because Faster Way does such a beautiful job of like, here's macros and here's how to eat, but also here is a workout every day for you to do. Why does that matter?
Yeah. Healthy movement is absolutely key. There is countless, endless, you know, numerous research studies on why this is so helpful for overall health and wellness. But even more than that, it really does increase our energy. It improves our mental health if we are consistently moving. In the Faster Way, we do have daily workouts and our clients love our daily workouts. But I always say, just find something that you enjoy and works for you. It doesn't have to be a heavy lift at the gym. It doesn't have to be a high intensity interval workout. We do have very effective workouts in Faster Way, but if you prefer pickleball, go for it. The main key is that you are moving in some way. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that this is a faith-based podcast because we can go there. We can talk about what the Bible says. And the Bible talks about being idle. Not in a positive way, Annie. The Bible talks about being idle. The Bible talks about running the race with perseverance. Running the race, you got to train to get fit enough to run the race. You have to, I often talk about in our workouts, you have to strengthen your body to be able to even handle some of life's obstacles. I say, let's strengthen our upper body so we can lift those heavy burdens. There is so much connected between the mind and the body and the spiritual and the physical life together. It all really is in sync. And so I think, you know, exercise is key. We all know it's going to help us live a longer, healthier, happier life. But even more than that, you know, often in my mission statement for the past several years, I say, I want to empower individuals all over the world to transform their lives physically so they have the energy to fulfill their purpose and accomplish their spiritual goals. If you are idle, if you are sitting on the couch, if you are not moving, if you are not doing your very best to stay healthy and really take care of your temple, you won't have the energy, the stamina, or the strength to fulfill your own purpose with excellence. You won't have the energy to say, okay, I'm going to crush these spiritual goals that I have set for myself. So I think, you know, it goes beyond looking good in a bikini. That's not why you and I are working out. We're not working out just to look good on the beach. It goes beyond simply saying, okay, you know, I'm going to go in a competition and I'm going to do this and that, you know, and in whatever the case may be, type of race or competition. It's a longevity issue. And it's our ability to say we're setting ourselves up for long-term success so that we can do kingdom work long-term with energy.
Oh, listen, here's what you need to know. We have a mind-blown emoji. Whenever someone blows my mind, I get to push that. I have never thought about that when the Bible is talking about idleness, it's about our bodies and not just our like. When I have always thought of those scriptures, I've thought about our minds not working. I have not thought about the idea that God is really like, don't sit around.
The Bible says a lot about food, about movement. I actually did a few years ago, a lunch and learn up in Ohio where I started my business with clients. I brought several clients to the table and I did a whole lunch and learn about biblical wellness. And I said, you know, listen, you guys are working at a Christian university. Here's the scripture that supports your responsibility to live a healthy lifestyle, because it is a responsibility. The Bible talks about gluttony. And often, you know, we hear it, pastors, ministry workers, people in the church, sometimes we can be the worst. And I'm speaking as someone who was in that situation. When I was a teenager, guess why I was on blood pressure meds? It wasn't just because I have poor genetics. It was because I was only eating at fast food restaurants.
Right.
I get it. Like, I've been there. My two older sisters are to this day morbidly obese. I do have bad genetics, but I've been there. Like, I've been through that McDonald's drive-thru more times than I want to admit on a public forum or podcast here. So, you know, I can relate and I understand it's easier. It's tastier. It's faster. But that is not the best for our bodies. And that is not a good way to take care of our temple.
You and I have never talked about this, but, you know, in the 90s, there were like Christian weight loss things.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of messed with me a little bit. I think they messed with some of my friends a little bit of this, like, well, you have to, if you're not losing weight, you're sinning. Or if you're, you know, there was this weird connection that happened in a lot of our brains.
Yeah.
So how do we turn our unhealthy, because in my story, it went from, oh gosh, how I eat is a sin situation to like swinging all the other way of like my physical health and my spiritual health are not connected and blah, blah, blah. So I've been both ends of the spectrum, Amanda. Will you talk a little bit about how do we bring our spiritual life and our physical life into kind of a healthy balance, especially for the people listening who've had that experience 20 years ago or 30 years ago or last year, I don't know. Christian weight loss things. Y'all, I love when my Thrive Market box shows up at my door because it means some of my favorite snacks and cleaning supplies have arrived and I didn't even have to leave my house. Thrive Market has these protein shakes that I like am addicted to. Plus, I'm on a bit of a gluten-free journey, as you know, so they have a ton of gluten-free snacks that I love, like all the Simple Mills crackers and Siete chips. I save money on every order. There is a deals page that I always check out almost daily. It's embarrassing. And I typically save about 30% on every order. Here's the other thing I love. Thrive Market only allows trusted top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000-plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high-fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right, getting a custom piece of art for your house, listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skincare, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's P-R-O-S-E.com/thatsoundsfun.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Okay, Annie, it is so tough. And I was experiencing the same thing you were in the 90s. But for me, it was through my parents. So my parents were going to a weight loss session at church, kind of like Financial Peace, but it was for weight loss. I'm not going to name any names. But it actually, Annie, created in them disordered eating. And they were passing that on to me. And you know, again, I'm in, you know, elementary, I'm in high school. And guess what? It didn't pan out well for me because then they're going on these diets. They're really limiting caloric intake. And I'm a rebel tendency. And so I'm rebelling against that. And my answer to that was, let me go to McDonald's. Let me go to these fast foods. My friend's parents would be like, Amanda, you eat more than we do. Like, where are you putting that food? You know, and so I'm then creating a situation where I have health issues. But truly, honestly, because of the confusion and misinformation of diets and programs and you know, weight loss, shiny objects in the 80s, 90s, you know, even in the 2000s, there is a lot of disordered eating. There's a lot of, you know, unfortunately, confusion around what is the right way to fuel our bodies adequately. And so I relate with you on that, Annie, and I totally understand how you would say, like, okay, that didn't work for me because it just doesn't work. I mean, the program that you probably followed and what my parents did, it wasn't a sustainable way to look at nutrition. And so anyway, unfortunately, it did kind of make you throw up your hands and say, well, I don't even know what to do. This is what I tried. It didn't work. I'm going to completely go the opposite way and say, you know, the physical body has nothing to do with my spiritual health. Where in fact, you know, God intends for us to consume whole foods and to consume enough of the right macronutrients and micronutrients to fuel our body so we can live optimally. Like I often say, I'm like, listen, God created food for us to consume. And, you know, in the 90s and the 2000s, my parents even like, well, we can't eat bananas anymore. We can't eat strawberries because, you know, we heard this in the Christian, you know, the weight loss session that we're going to at church. No more bananas, no more strawberries. Right. And it's like, I'm going, huh, God created fruits and vegetables for us to consume. And now we're eliminating foods that God created. Like that didn't make sense to me. And it's, well, what's a serving size? What's, you know, well, you can't have that whole apple. I'm like, God literally handed us this apple and said, here's a serving size of this apple. Like, what are why are we over? Wow, why are we having half a banana? I've never in my life eaten half a banana. You know, it's like, here's a serving size.
He gave us
food,
the serving size of fruit.
to eat without guilt, to have enough of it. In my program, in the faster way, we eat more of the foods that God intends for us to consume instead of focusing on limiting foods. If it's in a package, if it's processed, I'm going to have it on leg day, you know, have a treat, but I'm not going to have it Monday through, you know, Friday. And on Sunday, we kind of do a little treat on Saturday, but I really focus on how, you know, how can I eat more of the foods that God created and intends for me to eat? And if you do that, it kind of pans out. There's a new documentary on Netflix about centenarians who live over 100.
Yes, you're the second person who told me about this. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really interesting. It's about people who live over 100, and there's certain areas throughout the world that are blue zones. And it's so interesting, Annie, because the lifestyle that these centenarians follow is a biblical lifestyle. It's biblical nutrition. It's whole food nutrition, gluten-free, dairy-free, whole food based, kind of, you know, the foods that God created for us to eat, including also, you know, fish and animals, and it's getting outside for vitamin D. It's doing a lot of exercise just throughout your daily life. It's community with people and it's laughing with people. And these people are, I mean, it's over 100. And I think that's what God intends for us, is we live a long, healthy life with energy, stamina, and strength so that we can do kingdom work and so that we can accomplish those goals and really pursue that purpose that we have.
Oh, I love it. I mean, one of the gifts for me of Fast Away has been my coach, Lauren.
And, yes, she's so
and
great.
She says things like, if it was made in a plant, don't eat it. But if it's from a plant, you can eat it. You know, like she gives me, not don't eat it, but you know, it's very the natural thing and things that are grown and created. How do we know when we need a coach? Like a lot of people listening may say, well, I don't need a health coach because I know how to eat and I exercise, or I've decided this is how I eat and I exercise this much. When is that jump to, I do want to get a personal trainer, or I do want to get a coach in a program like Faster Way? Like, how do we know when we need that?
Yeah. If you are listening to this podcast and your energy is 120% and you say, I am strong, I'm seeing the improvements in my health that I want to see, you don't need a coach. What you're doing is working. Great. Awesome. Congratulations. If you're listening and you say, man, I'm at about 60% energy. I am eating what I feel to be healthy, but yet I'm still holding fat around my midsection. I am working out at the gym, but I'm feeling like my strategy of how I do the workouts or when I do the workouts isn't really aligning with my food cycle. I'm having XYZ foods, but man, I'm still hungry at the end of the day. If that sounds familiar, if your hair is falling out because you have some sort of hormonal imbalance, or you are having extra hot flashes, or you say, I'm getting, headaches, or I'm extra fatigued. I don't sleep well. I'm waking up at 2 a.m. If any of that describes you, it is time to invest in your health by hiring a coach. We all need coaches. I started with coaches in college, as I personally weaned myself off of blood pressure meds. I started with a coach back then. I started with a coach and then immediately became a coach as well because I wanted to pay it forward. I'm like, I'm going to have a coach. And I have coaches now, Annie. I have phenomenal doctors who I work with. I do regular testing. I'm consistently looking to optimize my own fitness and nutrition. I have gals here who coach me through maybe additional bonus workouts. I'm kind of working on building up the strength in my lower body postpartum and building up my back strength too. I have coaches. So if you are listening and everything's great, you think your health is optimized, you never have to worry about it, you feel awesome, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, honestly, great. If anything else that I described resonates with you, where maybe you're not 100% from a health standpoint, it's time to invest in a coach. And that can look different. There's many different ways to invest in a coach. But Annie, we all need coaches. I got business coaches. I got, personal trainers.
We talked about it.
I got all kinds of coaches.
I think that's important for people to realize too, because they may, Faster Way is very well known. And people may look at Faster Way and look at you as the founder and go like, man, what does it take to be successful like that, to be on mission like that, to have that kind of staff? And you're like, yeah, I have a lot of coaches. I have a lot of people who are helping me do the thing I want to do. And so I think that is really, really helpful. I mean, in a dream world, I would have a coach, a health coach that shows up at my house every day and tells me what to do. And I'd have a personal chef, Amanda, who is in my kitchen and just hands me what to eat. But financially, that is not always our thing. Coach us on how do we prioritize. We've got a set amount of budget this month that we can put toward our own health because we have kids and we have a husband or we have goals we're trying to meet financially.
Yeah.
What comes first? What's the chicken? What's the egg? How do we decide what comes first?
Oh, that's such a great question. You know, and it depends on the season of life. There are so many factors, but if you are in a spot where things are dire and you say, my energy level is so low, I can't parent well. I'm consistently getting sick. I don't have the strength and stamina to do everyday things. This is a dire situation and the chicken and the egg, I mean, that's your first priority is get your health in order. For me, it's God first, family second, health third. There's a lot of other things that come after that. We got friends, we got business, we got this, we got that. But it's God first, family second, health
third. Your health is above your business.
My health is 1,000%, Annie, above my business. If not, I can't be a good CEO. I can't make an impact with this company because I don't have the health and wellness to even do so. So you really have to think, okay, where am I right now? Where do I want to be next year at this time? Mm-hmm. Write yourself a letter today. Where am I right now? Where do I want to be next year at this time? What do I want my energy to look like? What do I want my strength to look like? What do I want XYZ to look like? How do I want to prevent diseases that I know are you know, running rampant in my family history? So you have to really do a deep dive and ask yourself, like, how important is this to me that I'm alive and thriving for not just my kids, but my grandbabies, not just my nieces and nephews, but my great nieces? You know, you have to really think about that. So it's God first, family second, and then health third. But listen, if you don't wake up and prioritize your health with the healthy eating, with the workout, guess what? You're not going to be as good of a mom. Period. End of story. Period. End of story. So many people, well, I don't have time. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. You got time to scroll TikTok?
Hey, tell them. That's my problem too. Hey, listen, if I can watch 30 minutes of TikTok, I can do my faster way workout.
Exactly. You know, I think it's so intimidating sometimes because we've been lied to by the diet, the nutrition, you know, the fitness industry. We've been lied to. We've been told you got to be in the gym for 2 hours. You got to train for a half marathon. You got to train for a marathon. You don't have to do that. You can start with 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Everybody listening to this podcast has 10 minutes. Everybody listening to this podcast has 10 minutes. You can start with 25-minute faster way workouts. You can start with a quick walk. It could just simply be a walk. But every single person should be making the time for health and wellness, because if you make the time, then you will be able to thrive through your day with the energy and happiness. And you guys know, you know, it's like we do it and we get on the train and we feel good and we're committed. And then, you know, something else happens. It's because we haven't developed the discipline. We're just waiting for motivation, where we cannot simply wait for motivation. If you wait for motivation, it's going to come around twice a year. It's going to come around January 1st, and it's going to come around before my summer vacation. January 1st, summer vacation. The two times per year motivation, we got 2 weeks of motivation and then it runs out, which is why we have to develop discipline. Guess what? I don't want to work out later today. I don't want to do it. I have other things going on. I was up five times last night with my one-year-old. I got four other kids. Two of them are sick. I got them running a company. Oh, no. I got people. I'm flying out to speak at a conference later today. I don't want to do the work, but I'm going to do it. Because I have discipline. It's like brushing my teeth. And it's, you know, it's tough to hear sometimes. And I know we got people turning off this podcast, Danny, so I apologize. No, They're like, no, we're done with them. But it's important. It. And it's biblical. It is biblical. We have a responsibility. It's not about the beach body. It's not about looking good in a bikini. It is about our responsibility to take care of our temple, which is biblical. Mm-hmm. 100%. That sounds fun.
Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation to share about one of our amazing partners, Beam. We know good sleep is one of the foundations of our mental, physical, and spiritual health and performance in our day. Having a consistent nighttime routine is a priority, and that's why I have loved trying Beam Dream. Beam's Dream Powder is their healthy hot cocoa for sleep. Yes, please. It's now available in delicious flavors like sea salt caramel, cinnamon cocoa, and chocolate peanut butter. Y'all, better sleep has never tasted better. Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, and nano CBD to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. A recent clinical study revealed Dream helped 93% of users wake up feeling more refreshed, and 93% reported that Dream helped them get more restful nights' sleep. Just mix Beam Dream into hot water or milk, stir and froth, and enjoy before bedtime. And today, our friends are getting a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder. Find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/TSF and use the code TSF, like that sounds sounds fun at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/TSF and use the code TSF for up to 40% off. Okay, now back to finish up our Build Your Board conversation with Amanda. Our friends listening have probably heard me tell this story before, but my body had changed a lot after a spiritual fast. And, you know, so my body had changed a lot. And on my day that the world would have said I was the healthiest, someone broke up with me and God did not give me what I wanted. And my counselor said, isn't this great? Because this is what you need to remember, that there is not a size that is the right size. There is not a size that gets you what you want. But my testimony to Faster Way is a couple of weeks ago, I took my suitcase to the airport and I thought it was under 50 pounds because of my ability to lift it. And it was overweight. I am so much stronger.
Yeah.
But I have through counseling and the Lord and my coach, I am better at letting go of you need to look a certain way and am more embracing the like, I want to be strong until I'm 100. I want to lift my suitcase for every trip that I ever go on. And so I'm 43. I got to work on that. Is there an age where it's too late to start working on all this?
Oh, okay. I love this question and congratulations on the strength that you've gained. That's fantastic. You know, I often say, let's reverse engineer from 100. I love that you mentioned 100. We've already discussed centenarians. So if I want to live until 100, to do kingdom work, to be there for my family, I need strength. I need stamina. How am I going to get that? Is it by doing weight loss shots? Is it by having a very substantial deficit diet? Is it by saying, let me eat only packaged foods? Is it by sitting on my couch? No, it is not. If I want to have strength, I need to consume more protein, more of the right macronutrients and micronutrients. But it's never too late. We have people coming into our program in their 70s, in their 80s, and absolutely thriving. My mother struggled with her weight my entire life and frankly struggled with insecurity around her weight. She joined the Faster Way a couple of years ago when she was 72. She got leaner than I'd ever seen her in my life. She texts me probably 6 weeks after she starts, wow, your program actually works. I, you know, wasn't expecting. It's like, you know, like your mom doesn't want to join your thing. It's like it took her like 3 or 4 years to finally pull the trigger. She's like, no, but now I have to get all new clothes. She's like, I'm leaner, I'm stronger, and I'm eating more. Like it doesn't make sense, but you know, increasing her fuel actually unlocked. And she's like, I don't have the digestive issues I was having. So it's never too late. So if you're listening and you're in your 20s or 30s, that's phenomenal and ideal. Yeah. If you're in your 50s and 60s, that's phenomenal and ideal. It's never too late. It's just about, will you commit to developing that discipline and taking that responsibility seriously to really get your health on track?
Now talk to our friends who are 16, 17. How do we care about our health? I mean, you're raising a daughter who's going into her preteen years.
Yeah.
How do we parent well and coach? How do we coach our daughters and our sons, but how do we coach our daughters so that they pursue health, but we don't inflict our own stuff as best we can and we don't send them toward unhealthy relationship with food and exercise?
Oh my goodness. Okay. I love this question. So I have 5 kids and 3 daughters. And so I'm consistently considering how do I model healthy or a healthy relationship with food and exercise. And so what we talk about at my house a lot is, you know, we are going to eat so that we can get big and strong. You know, we're going to eat the foods that God intends for us to eat so that we can get big and strong. My daughter just turned 12. She actually over the weekend ran her first half half marathon.
Oh my gosh.
Which was incredible. Yeah, she literally ran her first half marathon as a 12-year-old, won her age range for the half marathon. But it's you know, that's not something I would have done at that age, you know. Yeah. It's but she's excited and motivated and interested. And, you know, for her as a 12-year-old, it's okay, how can I eat healthy so that I have a clear complexion? And it's, you know, maybe some different motivations that I wouldn't have, but it's the, you know, education and understanding around what proper fuel can do for your body. And you're going to score higher on your tests if you're properly fueled. And you know, my 5-year-old is so cute. She's doing a 1-to-100 push-up challenge, my kindergartner.
I've watched and it. So it's every, adorable.
Yeah, it's so cute. So she and my 10-year-old son, every single day they do one more push-up. So they started at one. I think they're at 49 today. Gosh. So they're doing, you know, 49. But it's just for them. It's let me get big and strong. And she's constantly, you know, mom, feel my muscles, you know. So in the past, when I was growing up, it was about being skinny.
Yeah.
And now I think there has been a positive shift to being strong and being healthy for longevity or for overall wellness. And so, you know, that I think has shifted in a good way. Now, what is very tricky and difficult right now is social media. And, you know, what the kids consume on social media and trying to really monitor what is social media saying about nutrition and fitness and what is kind of the purpose behind it. So that's something that we have to have a lot of conversations about. But I love that question. I think it's about educating your kids, but then also modeling for your kids that it's possible to have a healthy relationship with food and exercise. You know, us women, especially, not doing ab checks in the mirror every time we go past, not just consistently only looking at the outward appearance, but really considering, you know, how is our food fueling our body so that we have energy.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Amanda, what did we not say about health coaching that you want to make sure we say? Did we leave anything out?
That's a great question. You know, I think, as I mentioned earlier, there are multiple ways to go about finding a coach. You mentioned, you know, it'd be great if we could all have somebody come to our house every day and,
yes,
and you know, put us through a workout and you know, have a personal trainer and this and that. But, you know, there's obviously Faster Way certified coaches. We have coaches all over the world now, including coaches who speak Spanish, but there are local gyms that have phenomenal trainers. There are other you know, places online that you can find great trainers. There is something for every single budget, Annie, in today's day and age. There's something for every single budget. And so if you only have $9 a month, you can find something for $9 a month. And I have plenty of colleagues who are offering those types of things. Maybe not as much customized my support and accountability, but it's still, you could spit out a plan for $9 a month in this day and age with AI and different things. You know, I believe in a high level of accountability and support. I love, you know, daily workouts. I think that's a great thing. And then having a meal plan per week, which is what we do in Faster Way. But there's something for everyone out there. So don't allow money to be what stops you. And definitely don't allow time to be what stops you either, because we have to prioritize the most important aspects, you know, that will help us be alive and thriving for a long period of time. And health and wellness is one of them.
Yeah. I mean, money we can make more of.
Yep.
And so you will keep making money, and time you cannot. So how we use our time is the most important currency to me.
Yeah.
I'm always like, what can we do to make sure that our time is being used well? So thank you for that. And I just said, thank you for Faster Way. I watched one of the other coaches, Krista McClendon. I watched Krista McClendon's life change when she got strong. And and I went, okay, I don't know what you're doing, but you are strong and energetic, and you are motivated in every area of your life. And so that's how I met you. And so I just I'm so thankful for it.
Yeah. And I just want to acknowledge you for your consistency and commitment. I love seeing your updates and how you have developed that discipline to continue with workouts, even through, you know, different health journey aspects that you've, you know, posted about publicly online. And just seeing you kind of say, okay, I'm going to recommit now and recover through this. I think, you know, that's been really inspiring. So thank you for showing us that.
Well, I can't wait for people to, if they want to give Faster Way a try, you teaching us on Mondays, you're always like, just like Dan. Daniel in the lion's den. You guys can just... It's like, man, Amanda is sneaking Bible into every Monday morning workout.
I do. I do it. Yeah. I don't back off. I don't back down.
It makes me so happy.
Okay. So if people wanted to learn more about Faster Way.
Yeah. You can go to fasterwaytofatloss.com/fun. fasterwaytofatloss.com/fun. You can find out more information about the Faster Way to Fat Loss there, and specifically your coach as well, Annie Lauren Mattingly, who's just wonderful.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm on Instagram at Amanda Truss as well.
Perfect. Thanks, Amanda. Thanks for doing this today. Oh, you guys, isn't she brilliant? Oh my gosh, I love her so much. Her business brain mixing with her spiritual brain, mixing with her health and wellness brain. Oh, I just feel so lucky we get to hear from her. There are so many options, as she mentioned, for lots of different price ranges, for lots of different experiences, for finding health coaching. If you want to learn more about Faster Way to Fat Loss, you can go to, as she mentioned, fasterwaytofatloss.com/fun. And we've got a little page set up there for you to learn more about this particular coaching that I have really benefited from. So go follow Amanda on social media. Tell her thank you so much for being on the show. And if you want a full list of all the resources from our Build Your Board series and how to find the guidebook, go to anniefdowns.com/buildyourboard. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and the streets of New York. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home. Do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. Like today, what sounds fun to me is doing my Faster Way workout. I'm on it. I am on it today. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow as we continue our Build Your Board series talking about financial coaching with my friend, Rachel Cruz. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Yeah.